we will look at amenities, quality of life, which is kind of an amalgam of things, crime, taxes, unemployment, commute, and weather.
And somebody at Movoto is actually sort of crunching these numbers. Have you got a graduate student in a cubicle somewhere who's doing this stuff?
Actually, I'm the only grad student in this office, but I'm not the one doing it.
Patrick, do you ever feel the need to ground truth these rankings?
We've been asked that before, and really the truth is it'd be a bit biased if we did. I'm not against the idea of coming up there at all. I think I would love it. But as far as a ranking like this goes, we want to keep it as data-oriented as possible for the simple fact that we don't want to look, well, we just don't in general want to have any sort of opinion or bias.
I don't think there's going to be much infighting within the state over whether these rankings are accurate or not. I think there's widespread agreement that Sitka is a pretty great place. But I think everybody in Alaska probably agrees that wherever they're living in Alaska, it's better than almost any place down in the lower 48. And I don't mean that, you know, to be offensive. It just, I think that's the reality for Alaskans, is that whether you can park your car in front of your house after a 5-minute commute, or whether you have to run a dog team 2 days to buy groceries. You know what I mean?
Well, and you know what? I think you're going to find that actually state to state, because I'd make the same argument that I wouldn't want to live anywhere else other than Lafayette, Indiana. But, you know, that's good, though. I mean, I think it's good to have pride in where you live, and that's great to hear that.
What's Lafayette got going for it?
Purdue University.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep,
so
that's what we claim to fame.
Okay, so it's basketball country there.
Well, it wasn't. We were last in the Big Ten in basketball and football this year, but in the past, it's been basketball country. Yes,
Patrick. One other thing: how are these rankings meant to be used? Are they meant to be used by consumers, by brokers, by people who are considering a move to Alaska? Why do you guys go to the effort of producing this list?
Kind of all of the above answer. For consumers, I mean, this is the type of thing, if somebody is thinking about making a move to Alaska, let's just say that, it's the type of thing they can look up online and find this article and actually have some sort of guideline for making their decision of where to go, in addition to anything else. For a real estate agent, of course, it might be more of a sell, especially if it's somebody in Sitka who can say, hey, we were number one on this list by this real estate company. You should really come check this out. So on both ends, it's useful, just kind of depending on which perspective you're looking at it from.